to detentions, to ensure separate holding facilities for children, reduce excessive holding periods, and eliminate arbitrary detention of migrants. 2, revise the existing legislation to protect NGOs engaging in sea rescues and journalists from intimidation, harassment, threats, and reprisals when carrying out their work. And 3, increase human, technical, and financial resources allocated to the National Office Against Racial Discrimination to enable it to fully execute its mandate, including carrying out outreach and public sensitization activities. We wish Italy the very best in this UPR process. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to the distinguished delegate of Greece.
Thank you, Mr. President. Greece welcomes the delegation of Italy to the fourth UPR cycle. We commend Italy for its National Action Plan on Women, Peace and Security 2020-2024. We also welcome the National Action Plan for Adaptation to Climate Change, approved in 2023.